This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free to call in and talk live on this live Sunday night edition. Here it's Mark with you
and Daryl.
Want to tell you about the Discord chat, which I should have had up here and looking at for some time. Haven't, but nonetheless, the Discord chat is available to you. You can use it to call in, besides using the toll-free lines at 855-450-3733. You can also use the Discord chat where, well, it's this app. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you put it on your phone, and you sound great when you call in. It's, the
sound quality. Use headphones.
Yeah. It's nice to have a separate mic, too, from, like, the laptop mic.
It is, but the thing that annoys me the most are when the people call in and they don't have headphones, and then we hear the echo of ourselves coming through their laptop speakers.
It does happen. Headphones are good.
Headphones. Use them.
Discord.freetalklive.com. Daryl, let's go right to the phones. We've got a call in already. It's Sarah in New Mexico.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Oh, yes. How come I get to get on so fast? I'm amazed. I guess the Sunday callers are a little bit, there's less callers on Sundays.
But, it's almost as many radio stations. It's interesting that
it's really weird. It's hit or miss.
Yeah. Some Sundays it's just full of callers, wall to wall. Other Sundays there's far fewer. But we're on nearly as many radio stations on a Sunday night as we are on a Saturday night. Maybe it's the size of the stations or that sort of thing. I wouldn't be able to say.
Yes. I just want to mention that here in Albuquerque, we made 3,200 traffic stops. And citations in the last, 2 weeks, 15 days.
All right.
And
I don't know if that's a lot or a little. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Well, it's a lot for Albuquerque. It's a sweep. It's a big sweep. And that's how we catch our the warrants up for the arrest.
Yes, that's exactly something. What police departments do is they use traffic stops as opportunities to catch people with warrants. Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll wind up sending people letters. You have been selected for a prize. Come down to this location to pick it up. And when the people go to claim their prize, that they have no clue they ever entered to win a prize.
Cops arrest them.
They wind up getting told, oh, yeah, remember that warrant for this thing? Oh, you weren't aware that there was a warrant? Yeah, we gave you a warrant because of this thing, and you're coming with us now.
Yeah, so the thing is that we have, and then we also caught 44 drunk drivers. So I've always wondered
were involved in the catching of the drivers?
The way is a little strange, Sarah, but go ahead. What is it about the drunk drivers that we're talking about here?
So they run them for felonies, the warrants, and also drunk drivers that catch them, they pretty much get them for everything when they catch them running a red light. That's a big opportunity to run them for everything else, you know? So that's how they do it. And I'm just hoping that this will make our city safer. But, you know, out of the 65,000 warrants, 5,000 felony warrants, they caught 44 so far. So, I mean, how much does it really help, you think?
It does. I don't think it helps much at all, frankly. Most of the warrants that are out there are not for crimes with victims. It doesn't, make you safer, these picking people up for warrants.
Right, and sometimes the warrant is you missed court for a parking ticket.
That can happen. In other instances, I've seen police departments actually say that they do a better job keeping the roads safer by not doing stops that actually picking up drunk drivers from, you know, just watching traffic and seeing
right.
who's being a bad driver in any given time. That's the best way to make the roads safer, that they don't particularly like these, you know, the drunk checkpoints and all
and
that.
And, Sarah, when did you say this checkpoint thing happened?
Well, it's not a checkpoint, but we were doing a big roundup, the warrant roundup. And
did this just get in the news a couple of days ago? Because what I'm seeing is this happened back in April.
No, this is just a recent thing. You know, okay. This is, we just started this up again with a big roundup.
Okay, because like, Albuquerque Journal has a story about it from April of this year and nothing since.
Well, it was a dance. We're doing it just like in the last week, last couple of days.
Right. Well, you would think that if it was happening in the last week, there would be an article in the paper about it. But the only thing the Albuquerque Journal has is from April, and that's the only thing that any of the other news outlets there in Albuquerque have.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. And Sarah's right. We're light on calls. 855-450. Free as in freedom.
We're not supposed to tell people we're light on calls.
That's what they say about shows. I mean, you know, if you hear us talking on Free Talk Live, the chances are there's not somebody sitting on the line.
Right. So let's go ahead and go behind the curtain a little bit more.
Okay.
There are some shows that come on during the middle of the day that are on a lot of radio stations. They've got big name recognition that their shtick is, I'm going to be the one guy behind the microphone with half of my head tied behind my brain and on loan from Florida via New York on this golden microphone, blah, da, 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 da. And I'm going to sit here and talk for 3 hours. I'll give you a telephone number, but I'm not actually ever going to take a call except for that one time that I let somebody talk for 5 seconds. I then say thank you, and then I go on talking for the rest of the show. That's not how we do this.
No.
When we say we take your calls, we take your calls. When we say about anything, Exhibit A, Sarah complaining about people in Albuquerque with warrants.
I will say that we were told last night, somebody recognized that it is brave to take calls on anything. And most talk show hosts will not do that.
And there are a lot of talk shows that even if they do wind up taking calls instead of tying half of their brain behind their back on loan from Florida, the phone screener guy will say, what are you going to say to the host?
Oh, yeah.
Not what's the topic. Tell me the exact words that you are going to say to this host when he picks up the phone. Do you know what our phone screener says? What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your topic?
Yeah, one word.
One word. I don't need you to start telling me the things you're going to say. Just, like, summarize that in, like, one or two words.
Right.
Thank you. You're on hold.
Now, I've got to say that I hear you taking the pot shots at the great one there. I believe that Rush Limbaugh built this industry, and the simple fact that he doesn't do the kind of show
Ian
that I want to do.
Said that recently, somebody called in and gave us the history of all of the talk radio hosts before Rush Limbaugh.
Sure, there are lots of talk radio hosts before Rush Limbaugh, but who was coast to coast the way Limbaugh was coast to coast? Who was on the number of stations that Limbaugh was on? There were football players prior to the greats that built the game, but you got to give some credit to the big ones along the way. So I like to give credit to Limbaugh where credit is due. At the same time, just because he does it a certain way doesn't mean that we have to do it that way. Another thing we don't do is you'll hear us change our minds. Talk show hosts are told you never change your opinion.
Right.
I'll give you my opinion, whatever it is,
and
but
that's
I'll
because
change it
when,
if I think I'm wrong.
When politicians wind up saying, hey, I have been presented with new evidence, this is now what I believe, you've got news reported, but 20 years ago you said this. Yes, and I've been presented with new information that I did not have 20 years ago. Oh, so you're a flip-flopper. No, I have new information.
Yeah, they'll use that term flip-flopper just for kicks. But believe me, I
wore my flip-flops on the boat yesterday.
I was not born with all the information. My opinion has changed. And I think that that shows a mature individual who's learning all the time.
Yes.
I would hope so, anyway. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it, but we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, you may call in and, well, talk about whatever you want. It's Mark with you.
And it's Daryl.
I've got a story sitting here about the 11 rage-inducing facts about America's wildly out-of-control student debt bubble. Student loan debt bubble. Excuse me. All these words are important. Every one of them. You could call about that or anything else that you want to talk about. Let's go to the phones first, Daryl, before we start anything, though. I've got Shannon calling in from Kentucky. Shannon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to voice my opinion. I just think it's not right that foreigners can come to our country and get citizenship and be able to vote right away when I had to wait 18 years before I had any kind of rights.
So
I just want to get y'all's opinion on that.
Well, I mean, mostly people can't become citizens right off the bat, right?
Well, no, but within a year or so, they do.
No.
I think it takes much longer than that.
It takes a lot longer than that. When I used to work for an airline, there was one of the guys that I worked with from Malawi. He had been in the country for a decade, spent about $15,000 on various government filings, and he still had, I think he said, about another year or year and a half of the process before he would wind up getting citizenship. So that's at least a 12-year process there. That's hardly the they just come here and get citizenship.
So we don't have to earn right to vote right away, so they have to wait until they get citizenship before they're allowed to vote?
That's correct.
Presumably. I'll bet you it's somewhere along the line somebody who's unqualified to vote did. I know I did. I was a convicted felon in the state of Florida, and I voted twice when I was...
It is a federal law that one must be a U.S. citizen to vote in federal elections. In the state of New Hampshire, it is a law that one must be a U.S. citizen to vote in New Hampshire elections. I've heard that California might not have that law for municipal elections. I don't know. I've not read all of the laws and statutes in California to find out if that's actually true. But as far as voting for president, Congress, of things of that sort, if somebody is not a citizen and they are voting, they are committing election fraud.
There you go. Maybe we should go back to owning a piece of land for allowed to vote. Nah.
I'm not entirely sure that I disagree with that, but the problem is with suffrage that they've managed to paint anybody who disagrees with it. I'm sort of the opinion that if we're going to have these electronic voting machines, it's really easy to...
Well, luckily we don't have those in New Hampshire.
They don't, but they could still give a quiz. Why not give 10 questions off the U.S. Citizenship test right there when you're voting to see whether you're qualified or not? That way we're not dealing with low-information voters.
Well, fellas, I appreciate y'all's time. My battery's going dead. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to you later and listen to y'all however long you're on.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call, Shannon. And, these quizzes that have been given voting booths, since traditionally has a very bad rap, but we do give an exam, and he just mentioned it, the U.S. citizenship exam, to see whether or not somebody's qualified to vote. But we only give it to people that were born outside the United States and not born as U.S. citizens.
Right, and if you... And this is one of the things where, Mark, you and I disagree. I used to have a similar position of you of, well, if you're going to register to vote, you should have to pass the citizenship test. But then that would be construed to be either one of these literacy tests, which the courts have upheld as unconstitutional. It would be considered some kind of a poll tax. It would be considered...
It's not really a poll tax, but all right. It's a literacy test.
It's definitely a literacy test.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't want people who can't read voting. If you haven't managed to master the art of reading the English language, or at least a language...
So, Riley, our friend from California who is blind, who cannot physically read...
Yes, he can. He reads Braille.
They don't make ballots in Braille.
Yes, they do. You can get a Braille ballot, surely.
You could go hire somebody to make you a Braille ballot, but they don't keep those on hand. If someone...
I didn't say they had to physically read it. I said that they had to be able to answer.
You said they had to be able to read.
fine. I'm fine with people being able to read, and blind people can read if they can read Braille. But I'm not talking about giving a literacy exam. I'm talking about getting a citizenship exam, which is something we already do. Are you telling me that that somebody just goes and explains the citizenship exam to people who are coming into this country, or do they have to be able to read?
You do know that that quiz is given in languages that are not English.
English isn't necessary.
English is not the official language of the United States of America,
sir. Don't dodge my question. As long as they can read a language, I'm willing to say that, fine.
I don't think that literacy should be a qualification. If somebody cannot read, have somebody ask them the question. My grandfather could not read. He successfully ran a business for 50 years. Couldn't read.
I'm fine with that. And I'm fine either. Look, man, if he could answer the questions, I suppose I'm fine with it. But I still don't care if the rare, intelligent, illiterate doesn't get to vote. I'm fine with that. I will sleep tonight knowing that some illiterates can't vote. I mean, how are they going to vote on a ballot?
They're not going to vote anyway.
Probably not. But how are you going to vote on in an election and a ballot issue that you can't read or understand it?
All right. Excellent. I'm glad you asked that question, okay. Mark. There are some constitutional amendments that are up for vote this year.
On which, the U.S. constitutional amendments? You don't vote on those?
State.
Okay.
We live in a state to where the legislature can say
state.
That
that's correct.
You know, we would like to amend the Constitution in this way, and then it goes before the people, and if a certain percentage, just because you can read the words that are written down of that amendment doesn't mean that you actually comprehend and understand
it does
the amendment.
Not mean that.
So should you have to take a test to say exactly what you think, you know, like write a 5-page essay of what this amendment is going to do, and then somebody grades that before determining whether you get to cast a ballot?
Sounds complicated.
Exactly.
All I'm saying, this is the U.S.
Your thing is also complicated.
No, it's not. The U.S. citizenship exam is multiple choice. It can be done by a machine.
And now you want people to answer that thing before every election, or you only have to take it once?
Write it on the back of the ballot, and then if they fail it, then make the ballot provisional status. That's not even new. Provisional status exists, as far as I know, in all 50 states.
Damn, wrong.
Okay, well, tell me.
New Hampshire does not have provisional ballots.
Is it the only one, or just a...
There are a handful of others that don't.
Okay, well, you know, it's a ballot that's been filled out incorrectly. Toss it. Provisional ballots basically are tossed anyway. It's just a nice way of saying we're not counting your vote.
Actually, they're not all tossed.
They can keep them, but it's a nice way of saying we're not counting your vote, right?
No, because they actually have to give a report of this many provisional ballots were counted, this many were not. And it's not all of them that get thrown out.
But do they matter? Do they matter to the total?
A single vote almost never matters.
Well, you're just not going to answer the question.
It's a stupid question, and I already answered it. You just don't like my answer.
855.
My answer is you've got a stupid proposal.
855-450-3733. You haven't convinced me how you had a similar proposal and changed your mind. 855.
Because I realized it's a stupid proposal.
855.
And it's unconstitutional.
Let me give the damn number. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was convicted of lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. He said he believes his testimony may have steered the Russia probe. Virginia Senator Mark Warner tells CNN's State of the Union that Papadopoulos lacks credibility.
From what I read about Papadopoulos is there was absolute evidence that the Russians had dirt and emails on Hillary Clinton. They offered it to Papadopoulos as a Trump campaign official. And this guy Papadopoulos, I've never met him, but he clearly is aspiring to be a player. And my understanding is he can't remember whether he turned that information over to other senior people in the Trump campaign. That's not very believable.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this live Saturday edition. It's Mark with
Sunday.
You. I'm sorry, Sunday. God.
It's Mark and Daryl.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Sunday. Today's Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
Radio jokes.
Monster trucks in Central Plaza.
Tell me about Liberty.menu.
Well, if there were monster trucks in Central Plaza and it was an event hosted by a Liberty-oriented business, then it should be on Liberty.menu, because Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory of events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge that gets added to your profile. Liberty.menu, code FTL.
So, Daryl, you were in the last segment, we were talking about my idea, or an idea, of administering some kind of test. I say the U.S. Citizenship test because it already exists. It's 50 questions long. I would recommend an abbreviated version, but I think it should be administered every time somebody takes a vote. And that if
I think doing so would require a constitutional amendment at the federal level.
Okay, fine. What I'm basically trying to say when I say this, because I understand it's not going to be adopted, Daryl, I'm clear. that my idea is not going to be adopted.
Excellent.
But what I'm saying is that a good percentage of the voting population is completely unqualified to cast a vote. I often ask you about candidates, suggesting that I don't even have any business voting, and I am probably above average as far as being informed. So I would suggest that even people who are above average are not really qualified to vote, but that definitely there is, by definition, half of the population that is below average and may or may not vote, but because, you know, fewer than 50%.
So if we're talking about fantastical ideas that we know aren't going to pass, and I'm glad you mentioned.
I know politicians don't listen to me. Like, I'm clear. Mostly I want them to be honest and not working in politics. So they're not going to listen to the things I say.
And I didn't, you know, presume that they were listening to the things you say, but sometimes you support things that some politician somewhere has floated, and this is not something that I've heard floated. So I'm glad to hear that you're saying, like, I know this isn't going to pass. So if we're talking about fantastical ideas of things that I know aren't going to pass, let's just go ahead and talk about, you know, like the actual end goal of let's just get rid of this office called the President of the United States.
Well, I'm not just talking
about president. Let's get rid of Congress. Let's get rid of the governors. Let's get rid of the state legislatures.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon either.
It has about as much chance of happening as your fantastical idea of give everybody that wants to cast a ballot the citizenship test before they wind up going into the voting booth.
What my idea does is it illustrates that at least half of the population that's voting is below average when it comes to their ability to discern the issues. And I would go so far as to say that even people who are above average may not actually be qualified to vote. So by my own estimation, I know that I voted in elections, have checked a box when I was unqualified to make that decision. And, largely, I think a lot of the population does that. And when I can illustrate to people, hey, look, you're being ruled by politicians who are elected by people who have no business voting at all. Your system is flummoxed, and it's because fundamentally it never made sense in the first place. And that's mostly what I want to say when I say that we should all, at the very least, take some kind of exam. When I see these man on the street videos, and Jimmy Kimmel's famous for him on his show.
Yes.
And I presume these things are edited to some extent, but God, they're demoralizing as they could possibly be. There was one that Jimmy Kimmel recently had where they had a map of the world. Now, I will admit.
Right. We talked about this
the Western
last
Hemisphere,
week, 2 weeks ago.
That doesn't mean everybody was listening, just yep. as you were. The Western Hemisphere was transposed with the Eastern Hemisphere, and the question was, can you name a country?
Right.
And everybody they showed, except for the 14-year-old at the very end,
right,
could not name a single country.
Right, and the reason that
including
I mentioned
the United States.
The reason I mentioned that we mentioned this recently was so that somebody didn't think that they were in some kind of time warp or deja vu or, wait, is this a replay?
So when I see things like that, and I've seen many of them, name
yes.
the Vice President of the United States, who were the two sides of the American Civil War. I mean, really simple questions. Can you name the three branches of government? Is the right to own a pet in the First Amendment? I mean, really simple things, and people can't do it.
Right.
And that worries me significantly. These same people are probably voting.
Right, and if you ever watch the TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I haven't.
Where all of these people, for the most part, struggled with fifth grade test, it doesn't prove that people are stupid. It proves that people remember things that they find important, and trying to pass a fifth grade exam when I'm a 40-year-old man isn't important anymore.
Sure.
And that in school they don't teach you how to remember things, they teach you how to pass a test.
Yep. But those people in school that are educated by those schools are the ones that are voting. And they've been told,
oh, I wish that 99.9% of the people that voted didn't, because they don't vote the ways that I would vote.
Not just that they don't vote the way that you would vote. I'm fine with thinking knowledgeable people voting and coming up with different ideas and explaining those ideas to me. And maybe I'll adopt their ideas and maybe I won't. But, and again, this is really what I'm suggesting here is really just an adaptation of something a listener called in with at one point. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds reasonable to me. And it does sound somewhat reasonable that if you want to vote in a U.S. election,
you find all of the reading the history of how these sorts of tests, and it wasn't the citizenship test, but you know the literacy test and the other sorts of things, they were used, shall we say, selectively to make sure that certain people didn't vote, and your thing would be used in the same way.
So what you're saying is that people, not me, would use some kind of test to be racist?
Yes.
I don't...
Same way with the drug law. Like, one of the things that brought me around on the drug laws and why I think the war on drugs is a failure and needs to be completely repealed, not only the racist history of them, but also that 110 years ago, you could buy heroin from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, 100%. And people did, and things were fine. I can see if it is administered fairly, like to everyone.
Which it won't be. You have to admit that it won't be.
Why would I have to admit that? I mean, it's either
because history is an example that it's not going to be used fairly.
Well, there are examples of tests being used unfairly, 100%. But they were given like, I see a black person, I will give them a literacy test. I see a white person, I will not. That's not what I'm proposing here. I'm proposing that everybody who gets a ballot has to take simply the U.S. citizenship test, which is a test we already give people to see whether they can vote or not. We just don't give it to American citizens. And I think that it's reprehensible that we expect people who were born on foreign soil to be better educated than our own citizens.
Here's an idea. Let's come to a compromise. You said you want compromise. Let's come to a compromise that nobody becomes a U.S. citizen unless they pass this test. And then if you're not a U.S. citizen and you're born in the United States of America, you are not subject to the laws passed by Congress. How's that for a compromise?
Certainly better. The number is 855. I'm not happy with it, but that's the indication of a good compromise. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here at Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
On Free Talk Live, we have an amplifier program. That amplifier program allows you to, well, support Free Talk Live. Give us, it starts at $5 a month, and we take that $5 and use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We don't do anything with that money except advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And I want to thank Jay, a silver amplifier, has been an amplifier for some time, and We only give the names, by the way, that they give. So if you don't want your last name used, we're not going to give you a last name. It's right there when you sign up at amp.freetalklive.com. And Jay chose not to give his last name. I presume it's a he. We don't ask gender. It's too
well, it is spelled J-A-Y. It's not just the letter.
Yeah. So it gets a little complicated at that point. Jay, thanks. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. I made Gene the Christian Anarchist wait too long here. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I'm calling about the Reno air races, but before I do, I'll take a stab at what you guys were just talking about. But
all right, Darryl, take a stab at Mark.
Please, Daryl, don't shout over the top of me. You know, just because you're the loudest person in the room doesn't always make you the rightest.
I turned his mic down.
Yeah, but it's just so loud.
He is loud. Anyway, he's just loud.
Yep. Okay. So anyway. I don't see any problem. If you're going to have a Gunerman goon squad and you got to really believe in this false religion called government, I don't know why you can't just go with the way the founding fathers wrote it. And if you're not a property owner, you don't vote. That way you've got an interest in what the outcome is. You're not just there trying to take things from other people. You're a property owner.
All right. So let me ask this question, Gene. If I'm not a property owner, then do I get to avoid all of the taxes that wind up getting passed that I'm not able to vote on?
Well, first of all, if you went back to what the founding fathers had, you wouldn't be paying a tax. So your argument is moot.
Right. But you have to acknowledge tariffs. That at this point, we do have taxes. And if we're going from the point that we are at to a different system that we have, the taxes that currently exist would not automatically go away.
Well, taxation is theft, and theft is not good no matter who's doing it. So if you
right.
want
so
to
my
support-
question is, if you know, like, how do we get to where only landowners get to vote from where we're at without winding up going to a taxation without representation system that would inevitably wind up existing?
There are two different things. Taxation is one thing. Voting is another thing. So you can't confuse those two issues. The voting should be property owners. The taxation should be zero. Now, how you get there, I don't know. And probably we never will. But we're just talking pie in the sky stuff here. And if you want to talk about voting, it should only be property owners. But
right, I'm just asking, you know, because I don't own a plot of land.
So you don't get to vote.
Right. So I'm just trying to figure out if I would then not be subject to the various taxes that do exist.
Wouldn't somebody
You're not
come
subject
up with
to them if you don't pay them?
Wouldn't somebody just come up with a system where they sell like those? Remember those genuine Texas ranches that they sold the bag of comic books that were one square inch of some kind of Texas soil or a Yukon gold mine? They had those too. But basically somebody just subdivided a piece of land and sent you some fake deed to it, and you know, some equivalency would be created so that everybody got to vote. Oh yeah, well here's your deed, and off they go. I mean, somebody's going to figure a workaround. Washington is full of lawyers.
I suppose somebody would figure that workaround, but that still requires somebody with a little bit of initiative to actually apply for one of those one square inches to go vote. He can't just walk out one day and say, I'm voting.
I've got to say, Daryl, the worst story I've got is one time I was at the Liberty Forum here in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and I was in the jacuzzi between speeches and stuff. I often did emceeing work for the Free State Project before my business partner was kicked out. And I ended up in the jacuzzi with this older woman who was talking about her working at this home for the mentally disabled or whatever. And she was very proud of the fact that every time there's an election, she took the busload of these folks who can't care for themselves off to vote. And she said that she always tells them to vote Democrat. And she was proud as she could possibly be that her vote is basically worth, you know, two dozen people, because she can drive a van of these folks to get them to vote. So
that's another reason the vote is a scam. But anyway,
yeah,
this
sure
is not why I call.
I'll never outlive those people.
I called today because tomorrow I'm headed to Reno to go to the Reno National Championship Air Races, and I wanted to put in a plug for anybody who's going to be in Reno or wants to travel to Reno. It's an exciting event that you can only see in Reno one time a year. It doesn't happen anywhere else on the planet. And it's
what happens right at it?
It's airplanes racing around a closed course, almost wingtip to wingtip in many cases, passing each other just like NASCAR. It's not the Red Bull races, which people always get confused. Those are time trials between cones, but this is actually multiple planes in the sky. Everything from, they have different classes. They have the biplane class, and they have the sport class and T6 class. And they even go all the way up to jets. They have what's called the unlimited class, which is the big boys. They're P-51 Mustangs and Bearcats and all these World War II aircraft. And they're going up to 500 miles an hour around a closed course 50 feet off the ground. 50 feet to 200 feet, that's the race course.
That's crazy. What's the survival rate?
It is fantastic. Oh, it's good. It's, you know, there's, of course, any kind of racing, you have fatalities once in a while. But
what?
It's airrace.org if you want to go there. Or if you can go to YouTube and type in Reno Air Races, you'll see all kinds of stuff.
What do they fly around?
They have pylons that stick up from the ground. They're basically 50-foot-high telephone poles.
Uh-huh.
And on top of them, they have a painted culvert, you know, so that it's big enough for the planes to see as they fly by. And I've been going to this now for 20-something years, and I just love it. It's just fantastic. You won't see anything like it anywhere else.
So how large is this course?
Probably different size for different planes.
Right. That's exactly right. The smaller planes, like the biplanes and the Formula Ones, they go around like a 3-mile course. The fastest planes, the jets and the unlimiteds, they go around the largest course, which is about 8 miles around. So from the stands, the finish start-finish line is right in front of the stands, which is right along the runway. And then the back part of the course is out about 3 miles, I suppose.
How loud is it?
Very loud.
Deafening, yeah. I remember being at the 12 Hours of Sebring, which was a race in Florida, and one of those Grand Prix races. They turn both directions. And it was just a drone, a constant drone of noise. It was amazing.
So there's a couple of things I do for fun because I'm sick and tired of the government screwing me up and taking all my money and infringing on all my rights. So once in a while, like Daryl likes to watch wrestling, I like to go and watch the Reno Air races. I like to watch football. And, you know, I do those things because they're just get your mind off of the problems of the world, you know.
Do you watch college or pro football?
I watch both. We were at the Ole Miss game this weekend where we won. Ole Miss won. Yay.
We won. We won.
Go team. Go Rebels.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. So, Daryl, do you have any insight on this? You've heard what my proposal was. You heard what Gene's proposal was as far as how to make the system of voting better, more responsive, more accountable, make it have better results and these kind of things. Do you have any thoughts?
All right. So, more responsive. I don't know if the voter turnout would necessarily be better if we wound up, you know, restricting the pool from which, people were eligible to vote. Certainly, if you go back and look at historical charts, then the voting turnout has gone down, but there are a lot of things that have coincided with that.
Gone down? From when? I mean, voter turnout for the Obama election for registered voters was the highest in history. So George Washington was elected with 2.5% of the population.
Right. But of eligible voters.
Not eligible voters. I don't have
right.
that number.
That's what I'm talking about, is if you look historically, voter of eligible voters, it's trending downwards. But there are also things that have happened, such as restricting who you can vote for. So if we go back to where the government's not printing ballots, let's get there first, and then let's try and work out all of these other kinks.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or discord.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.